Good afternoon, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 start time, and it's fiscal year 2027 budget workshops number two. So let's start with facilities, please.
All right, good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. So I guess kind of to start out with, I would like to start out with one thing that I did miss on my first round. It is an A budget, toward the A budget. And so I've had conversations with the HR director on this, and I'll do the final work, kind of work with her and get the memo sent over to you commissioners for review. But PCN number 993, I kind of missed this one on my list. Had multiple lists going and just missed it. So this individual has been with us 3 years now, but he holds a lot of cards and certifications. And this individual does so much for me, and I really need to get him up to a maintenance two position. This gentleman has a journeyman's card for carpentry, and so what that card is, if he is able to become a general contractor with this card. So he has that high quality. He's had that certification. He's went through the testing, schooling, and everything that he needed to have for that. Not only that, he has the SWIP, so that's a lot of the flood controls stuff for like new projects and everything. He's all up to on that. And then he has his building professional license, and what that means, he can be an inspector. So he has the license to become an inspector if he needed. So having somebody with those qualities, and that's just a couple of the higher certs that he has for us. He's probably got 10 more that I just wasn't going to throw everything on here. So what I would like to do is get him up to a number. So the with benefits and getting him up to a rate would be an extra $6,249.90. That would get him to an area where I feel comfortable. For us, it's retention. If I can get this gentleman up to that number, I feel like we can retain him and keep him here. And that's really what we are anymore with a lot of the trade stuff, how the outside world is with trades and stuff. It's hard to keep individuals here. So if I can add that number for this individual, would be greatly appreciated. I know I missed it on the first round, but I would like to add it for this second round here.
Okay.
Again, he holds a lot of certificates, and he's very, very valuable to our team and our staff.
Chairman, I have a couple questions. So, Rick, thanks for the recap. You do have a really talented team that gets highlighted on a regular basis. With the certifications that you've outlined, were any of those obtained through Canyon County and his employment here? That's my first question.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, no, this is that he's obtained previously.
Okay.
And I asked him, I go, are any of these expired or are they up to date? He said one's expired, but he goes, I can go at any time and renew it at any time. Because once you get it, you can go back in and renew it.
Yeah. And Rick, your trades are really valuable. They're a big cost saving for Canyon County to employ people with journeyman experience. Have you had any forward movement with HR on a retention policy when particularly for your department because you have so many of those skilled trades?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, the only thing that I've worked on with HR right now is like if I send somebody to school is just us working on a stay agreement for
a two-year stay agreement. Yeah.
But besides that, for like retention stuff and to try to keep people here, I think this is going to take us some time, and we really have to look at what the outside world is paying. And
right.
I can tell you, we're way under what the private sector is paying. But that's why it's so important for me to do that little extra and just keep the people that I have.
Yeah.
It's very valuable.
Yeah. Good information. Thank you for letting me know that he came ready packaged to hit the ground running. So thank you, Chairman. Those are my questions on this position.
So, Clerk, we got those rolled in. Did Sarah roll those in?
Yes.
I assume that the six 249 is without full benefits. That's your...
No, it's with full.
That's with full.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Again, Mr. Chair, I did have this conversation with Director Danner with HR, so...
Perfect.
And I have had a couple little conversations with the controller just on this, that, hey, this is coming down the pipe here.
Perfect, okay.
Make sure it's communicated early.
Right on. Thank you.
Besides that, is there any other thing for A? Because I don't have anything else on my A budget for facilities.
Chairman?
Yes.
Rick, refresh our memories on the hire. You have two positions you're asking for, is that right? One in housekeeping?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I'm asking for three.
Three.
So I'm asking for two housekeepers and one maintenance technician. The maintenance technician is just a general maintenance individual. We really want to try to get to have a floater on staff. So like in the spring where our grounds crew is so heavily, you know, they're trying to get docks ready, they're trying to get the sprinklers going and all that, they get really behind for those first couple months. And so we would utilize this individual for 6 months out of the year with the grounds crew during the summertime. And then in the fall time, he'd jump over to facilities and help us out maintain just our general standard work orders and everything that we have there.
Chairman, and just for the record, Rick, I know you've put this on there before, but we're in another budget hearing. You're managing, your crew's managing almost 1 million square feet of office space, and there's 18 different property locations for parks and facility sites across the county. So I think that's important. And then with this last weather event, your team really stands ready 24/7 if there's an event in the jail with weather. In our instance, it was flooding. So I appreciate the information that you've provided and why you're providing it, because if we utilize staff for an emergent event,
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Ambeek, you're correct. Like, for instance, this event that we just had Friday, was it last week or the week before? Last Friday.
It's been a month this week.
Yeah, it seems crazy. It seems like it's been longer than a week. But anyway, you know, we called everybody, and I was so proud and so happy to just see the support from our team and just everybody that offered their time to come in. They got paid for it, yes. But it was at 9 o'clock at night. They were here till about midnight, some of them. Some were here until 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just shout out to my crew being willing to come in and just do that extra. That just shows what kind of quality of staff that we have for the facilities team and housekeepers.
Yeah.
So I can't say enough about those guys.
Yep. I wish they could have seen the pictures, Rick, and what your team did with the standing water to get that cleaned up and aired out. So good job. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just going, the two housekeepers are for the new sheriff's building too. So we have an 83,000 square foot sheriff's building. Two staff will be pretty much cleaning and maintaining that building fully by itself.
Right.
Wow. Okay. All right.
That's pretty much all I have for A.
Okay.
B budget, I kind of went through. There's no changes on the B. I mean, that's my kind of my standard.
Right.
But if we can, I would like to go over or to see if the board has any or the clerk and controller have anything on the capital they would like to go through. And if there's anything you guys want to take out, there is a couple things that I would like to kind of talk about.
Okay.
On this capital list as well.
Okay.
The first one for me is the camera project for the juvenile detention center. I did have some leftover funds from fiscal 26, so I have already purchased these cameras. Some of the cameras have already showed up. So on that one, for $151,690.52, we can take that out of FY27.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sorry, but yay.
He says 151,690.
When you had ran that by us earlier, we didn't know whether we would be able to get it paid and done. And
yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, it's 151,690.52.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Director Britton, do you remember which line that was, which capital line that was under for us?
682,250.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one we've talked about, I put $300,000 in for the asphalt, for the asphalt track out of the gun range. So I want to kind of talk through that. I know the sheriff's office is working on maybe some partnership stuff with like area law enforcement, maybe like Nampa PD or some individuals like that. I'm maybe doing some partnership of to get it paved later on. And so just wanted to see what the board wants to do with that. Do we want to take it out? Or does the board want to keep that in there?
Chairman?
Yes?
Rick, the way that it is right now, I know a lot of work's been done out there and that the surface has been compacted, all that. Tell us what the condition is and what it looks like if we wait, and then tell us where the negotiations, if you know, might be at with those other law enforcement agencies and if there's anything we can do to help.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Ambeek, I'm not going to get into the sheriff's side. I'm not going to speak for them because I'm not sure where they're at with talks on that. But
it's
I can
fair.
Tell you the just the condition of the pad and landing out there. The pad and landing are in great shape. We did have a little bit of dirt work that we did some cutouts into the bank out there. So there's a couple things we need to go back through and kind of recompact a little bit of it and do that. But for the most part, it's pretty much asphalt ready. Again, there might be a little more compaction and stuff that we need to do, but most of it's ready to go.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks and I were out there, and we were in the initial very beginning phases of some discussion with some other agencies. It sounded very hopeful, but I'm a little bit concerned that we, at this point in the budget hearing, I'll just cut to the chase, let's just leave it in, and even, you know, another 30 days from now, we're going to know more than we know today. And I'd rather leave it in there and be able to take it out than try to figure out where it's going to come from to put it back in. So.
And I support that. And you are correct, Chairman. I had a conflict that day, so I have not been on site with that facility. So I think that's great.
In all humility, I might add that you probably would have got outshot, but you didn't show up to prove yourself.
I didn't want to make you guys feel bad, so we just let it sit there.
Would have been blown away, though. The wind was absurd.
It was pretty great. Okay, and the other thing that while we're on the shooting range, our facilities have built several of those newer style targets, and they are outrageous. They are really a challenge to do, and hats off to our facilities for being able to do that at a fraction of the cost. So
again, Mr. Chair, I want to thank the board. You guys were the ones that approved a piece of equipment for us to be able to make that happen. So, again, thank you guys for letting us purchase some of that equipment.
You bet. Okay. What else?
Is there anything else on this capital list that you guys want to have a conversation about and go through? I mean, everything on here I feel is a kind of a higher need. If there's some other departments, again, when I put down on the capital list of for other EOs or DAs, I feel like it's a high priority. It's the reason they're asking for this. Mm-hmm. But again, you guys have the final say of what stays in or what goes out. So I am open to any discussions on anything if you guys have some.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Did we already purchase the washer?
I was just going to say that.
Juvie?
Mr. Chair, I submitted a purchase order. So
I just signed a PO for it.
Okay, yeah.
Claims are coming. Okay, yes. So that can come out too.
We might remove that one then. Unless you have other washer problems that are not grievous.
Chairman?
Yes.
Rick, remind me again, do your colors indicate priority at all, or you're just trying to differentiate?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, the colors don't. Yeah, it's just to let you know different departments as
okay.
The colors.
Thank you.
I know a lot of the facility stuff that says facilities, a lot of it's parks, but still we work hand in hand. So a lot of it I just kind of oversee and just take and purchase or do what I purchase or go ahead and get the contractor on board to do the work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In your discussions with Intermountain Gas, was there any need for pre-engineering to pay or a permit or anything on that?
Mr. Chair, are we talking on 44?
Yes.
This phase one doesn't have any gas to it.
I know.
So, but this will be future talks of, so I haven't added anything in here for this. I did add some money in here, talking with IT on fiber, mm-hmm. to get fiber across the freeway and over to our property. That's right. The only thing that I've talked about of any cost getting here. Everything else, power, anything like that, irrigation will be part of the CMGC process with Benetton once we start this project.
Okay, because that's just why I'm wondering is if we're going to end up with at least three or four separate facilities rather than excluding the jail, to be able to have gas heat, it starts to be a significant interest.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, what I'm hoping for is if I can, just in talks with them, I mean, because we're probably a year or two out, of maybe a phase two project once we get this. I'm hoping maybe there's some other development that's going to happen around that same time, so maybe we can do a shared cost instead of the county being the full burden of this.
Sure.
Except for the gas company did say they might be, if they can are guaranteed that there's something coming out there, they might be willing to help pay for that that gas installment. Or insulation. So I think the next year and a half will probably really tell what's coming out there, if there's more development coming this way.
Okay.
But again, if the board wants me to, I can look into this more and proceed forward with a little more information if you guys want.
I would suggest that for the next 30 days, let's leave the 16 in and see if there is any pre-application costs or engineering costs that you'd have to provide up front. And if there isn't, there isn't. I know sometimes with Idaho Power, it makes the wheels run smoother if you help prepay for the engineering on a new installation. So, okay.
I think that's a good idea. Yes.
Okay. All right. So for today, I guess, Clerk, let's reword that Weisher Alliance Laundry to just put Intermountain Gas connection.
And Chairman, just for clarification, you're just repurposing that money.
I am.
Yeah.
I know it's under juvenile detention. We'd have to move it down to that
right,
line.
Right.
Number, but
okay.
Yeah, we would just have to put in a different line item.
Yeah, it'll have to be. And it may not be there in another 30 days, too. So. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Chairman, I just want to say there's a lot of projects. I appreciate Director Britton's management of all the capital projects and needs. There's just a lot of maintenance in Canyon County on the buildings and for different departments and offices. So lots of respect for what's done there to keep the county functional, even looking at grant opportunities through the power companies, whatever that looks like. He's done a great job. And kudos to Carl, too. We hear good things about him as well. So.
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, I just want, on this capital list, too, we would be looking at a substantial amount more if we didn't do a lot of these projects that are accounted for in-house. You could probably almost triple this price if I was subbing this all out. So.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We're good with facilities then?
Chairman, can I ask one more question? Mm-hmm. Rick, if these are budgeted for, let's hypothetically say that because of the need, the emergent need with a lot of these projects, the $1.3 million that's allocated, can your team get to this in fiscal year 27?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think this year I can say yes because we have the Sheriff's Building off of our list. If we get started on the jail building, there is a lot of self-performed work in there, but there is a lot of things on this list that is a contractor. So okay. I believe we could get everything completed on that's on this list.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Does that do it for facilities?
That's all I have.
Clerk, do you have any questions?
We don't have any questions at this time.
Nope. Okay, great.
Work by Director Britton and Carl and his team, like always.
All right. Let's move on to weed.
On weed and pests, I really don't have anything, unless you guys have questions on anything. I mean, they're pretty small and self-explanatory. Nope.
And so there's been no changes.
There's been no changes on my side. No capital on either one.
Okay.
Just some B, and no changes to the A at all.
Yeah. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are the costs that are being assessed for weed abatement and all of that, are they matching? Are we washing clean on that?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to do a resolution later on after October, and I'm going to probably do a 5% increase overall to pretty much every line on for weed and pest. It's just everyday cost is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are still one of the lowest charging entities around. Like, a lot of the private sectors are making a heck of a lot more money. A lot of it for us, like the complaints and stuff, we're bound by statute. So we have to follow certain statutes. I mean, that's a requirement for the whole Canyon County. Again, I think if we increase it by 5%, that's really going to help us just fuel and just everything, get us up to where we need to be. I'm going to really thoroughly look at that. I'm going to look at Ada County, kind of see where they're at with their rates, and just make sure that we're not losing on anything.
Right.
I want to make sure we're at least making a little bit or coming out even.
Right. I think that's a great idea because, as you've indicated, whether it's fertilizer or chemical costs or employee salaries, whatever that looks like, the inflation costs are going up, and to stay at the same level would mean that people that are not using those services are paying for people that need those services.
And Mr. Commissioners, one thing I want to say too is, like, this is really our first year where we've done a lot of liens and we've added it to the tax roll. I'm amazed. And just out of this last one, we have gained probably $10,000 just our revenues off the tax roll this year, just first tax roll. That's something that we just were working with the controller and everything on this week. So again, this was never done before.
Right.
So each year we're adding more, we're doing more liens on properties and just everything. But we've seen the number actually drop. So people are actually paying their bills, and when there's complaints and stuff like that, we're seeing the complaints are still way high. But that's just the nature of what year or the time of year it is, and especially with this last rain, it's going to get worse. So, again, we are looking monthly at, like, hey, how can we make sure we get people to pay and all this? So, again, on that tax rule, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes. I would encourage you to look at the rates. If we're grossly behind the free marketplace, I don't want to be running competition with the free marketplace because we're a bargain basement discount. So I also don't want to be making a profit center. Legally, I can't. So long and short is, don't be conservative at 5%. If we need to jump 10 or 15% to get closer to market value, we need to do that. We shouldn't be the first choice because we're arbitrarily so low, because we are compensating it with real tax dollars when we do that. So
yeah. Mr. Chair, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it that, again, I'm going to thoroughly go through this with your guys' help and work through this process after October here. So, time of year is a big deal, you know, spring, wind and stuff. We don't get to spray a lot sometimes just because you can't spray over 10 miles an hour. So, last week alone, we got 30 gopher work orders just in 1 week. So, it's exploded.
Yeah.
And so, again, yes, we will look at those, and I appreciate you guys' support on all that.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Not for me.
Chairman?
Do you have any questions, comments?
I'd say just outside of the director's, you know, market and new position requests, I'm assuming the board is okay with all the other items from the director.
So far.
Yep. Chairman, when Director Britton reevaluates the weed side, you're also going to pace that with the Owlbox program and all of that. Is that right, to make sure that those costs are covered?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Rambeek, yeah.
Okay.
I just did the Owlboxes, I believe, 2 years ago, because we were not making or even coming out even. Mm-hmm. So now we're at least even. So yes, I'll reevaluate that. I mean, everybody sees all the lumber and everything is really high, and metal and all that stuff. So yeah, yes, it'll be reevaluated.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
If they would all be so straightforward. All right.
Really appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks. If
there's nothing else, I'd make a motion we take this under advisement and move it forward as we're collecting all the totals to figure where we're going to end up at. And
I second.
Adjourned. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. We're also adjourned till the next item. Thank you.